captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
9:06, and yes, it's Jerry Bader after being gone for a day yesterday. And I've always said this. It seems as though things happen when I'm gone, but the reality is we are in an incredible period of instability right now in this country and globally. And it seems to, the instability seems to increase with each passing day. I was not here yesterday when the rest of the talk show world was discussing the execution video of an American journalist, Marquette University alum, which I am as well, graduating class. In fact, I graduated from grad school in 96, the same year Jim Foley graduated from Marquette University. The president spoke just before noon our time yesterday. Meanwhile, you have Eric Holder in Ferguson. I'm trying to remember a period when the United States went through this type of thing simultaneously, and then all the other things going on. So joining us now to discuss those and others on the show again, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Senator, good morning.
Morning, Jerry. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. I want to start by playing you a piece of what the president had to say yesterday, and then I want you to react. Jason, go ahead.
And people like this ultimately fail. They fail because the future is won by those who build and not destroy. And the world is shaped by people like Jim Foley and the overwhelming majority of humanity who are appalled by those who killed him.
Now, he's referring to ISIS or ISIL or whatever we are calling them these days. There are one of two words that I would have liked to have heard there. And by the way, I heard some positive reviews from conservatives, one of the more forceful speeches he's given. But he never said victory nor defeat. In other words, that we will be victorious or that this evil will be defeated. These things have never gone away because they're unfashionable, Senator. It's because usually the United States showed leadership and defeated evil, the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, and on and on. And I thought that was sadly missing.
Jerry, you're exactly right. I mean, my concern about President Obama, and I appreciate the fact he's taken some limited action here, but America has to lead, and the president has to lead. And this isn't going to go away on its own. And I'm so concerned about President Obama's strategy. Has always been one of hope, of wishful thinking. And you have to realize hope is not a strategy. Wishful thinking is not an effective military tactic. And so what the president needs to do is he has to lead. He has to assemble a coalition of the willing in terms of Western nations, in terms of the Arab states, people that are threatened by ISIS. Remember, Al-Qaeda kicked ISIS out because they were too extreme. ISIS's diplomacy consists of beheadings. We witnessed one. This is an act of terrorism against America. But it's not the first beheading. They beheaded a number of people, put their heads on stakes. Yeah. I saw a picture of an Australian jihadist. His 7-year-old son was holding one of the beheaded heads. And the caption was, "That's my boy," posted on Facebook or his webpage. These people are evil. They behead. They crucify. They engage in mass execution when they're not burying people alive. They kidnap women. They rape them. They force them into marriages. I saw a picture of a ISIS terrorist with his arms around his 7-year-old bride. These people are barbarians. They are evil. They cannot be contained. They must be defeated, and only America can lead that effort, and only the American president can lead that effort.
The Wall Street Journal asks today, "All right, Mr. President, what will you do now? What should, do you think, the president do to show leadership in this?"
He has to begin to assemble that coalition. He has to develop the strategy, and he has to clearly articulate it, not only to America, but to the world. And he also has to talk to Americans repeatedly and describe why ISIS is such a threat. his deputy assistant secretary of state, Brent McGurk, in front of a foreign relations committee at the end of July, made that case in answer to my questions. I asked Mr. McGurk, can you describe the American people why this is a threat? And this is basically what he said, Jerry. He said, ISIS is funneling 30 to 50 suicide bombers into Iraq monthly. Now, we know that ISIS is recruiting jihadists from around the world, from Western nations. We know there are hundreds of jihadists with Western passports. Mr. McGurk made the point that ISIS could easily funnel those same terrorists with Western passports into Western nations, including America. And, of course, he testified that that very same week, there was an Australian and a German suicide bomber blew themselves up in Baghdad. We've witnessed the first American suicide bomber trained in Syria, went back to Florida, came back, blew himself up in Syria in May. This is a real threat. It is not going away. It is a gathering storm. We ignore it at our own peril. We wish it away at our own peril. And I'm concerned that this president, he's made the statements. He says so many of the right things, but he fails to act. He said that we're not going to allow a caliphate to be established in Syria and Iraq. He said we're not going to allow a permanent safe haven. That's a red line, Jerry. I think that red line has already been crossed. What's he going to do about it? That's what he has to tell the nation. That's what he has to tell the world.
I want to read a portion from the Wall Street Journal and get your reaction. Yet it is not clear that Mr. Obama is willing to admit even now that America is at war against ISIS. American bombs are hitting ISIS Humvees in northern Iraq, but Mr. Obama continues to limit the military mission to preventing genocide against the Yazidi minority and protecting the U.S. consulate. This is a defensive containment strategy. It is not a strategy for killing and defeating ISIS. Your response?
Well, remember when ISIS took over Fallujah back in January, President Obama gave an interview and said, oh, this is the JV team. You know, just because they're putting on the Lakers jersey doesn't make them Kobe Bryant. Well, we're finding out that they're far more than a JV team. They are far more dangerous than Al-Qaeda ever was. And my question, my concern is, does this president simply not recognize reality? Is he denying it? I am highly concerned about that because he says some of the right things, but his actions do not back up his words.
Talking with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, one of the other things that's getting a lot of discussion now is the executioner in that video had a British accent, which is raising the point that, in fact, there are a number of Brits who have taken part in this effort. And this, I think that fact, and from where other points that those either loyal to or actually actively involved in ISIS, doesn't that highlight the broad existential threat to the West that this group is?
Jerry, it underscores the points I've just been making. The ISIS is recruiting over the internet. They are getting jihadists from around the world, Western Europe, including America, Australia. No, this is a danger to all of modern culture. It just is. I have no idea why these fanatics, why these barbarians want to destroy Western culture, but that's what they want to do. They've been very patient. They've been very strategic. They've made their aims well known. They want to establish this caliphate as a base of operation to attack the West, to attack the modern world. And again, we can't look at this as a police action. Remember, we ignored the fact that Al-Qaeda declared war on us. And as a result, thousands of Americans were slaughtered when the World Trade Center towers came tumbling down. And of course, President Obama announced the war on terror was over a year ago. Are you kidding me? I think we're seeing the war on terror is not only not over, it is metastasized, is becoming more and more dangerous. And of course, the huge strategic blunder was President Obama bugging out of Iraq, failing to leave a stabilizing force behind to consolidate the hard-fought gains that there was such a tremendous sacrifice on the part of America. Almost 4,500 Americans lost, 32,000 injured, $850 billion spent. And this president, I guess because of his ideology, he just had to prove that he was going to end the wars that George Bush started. But he didn't do what an American president is expected to do: stabilize, consolidate those hard-fought gains. And as a result, we're seeing the breakup of Iraq, and we're seeing the establishment of this caliphate that threatens Americans.
Talking with Senator Ron Johnson, I don't want to turn our attention to the events in Ferguson, which I think have just been sidebar, amazing events with what's going on with ISIS. Governor Nixon has called for the vigorous prosecution of the police officer who has not yet been charged, and there's growing evidence that he was attacked, perhaps seriously injured. But I want to turn your attention to the federal reaction to this, because that's obviously what you can speak to, is Attorney General Holder visiting Ferguson, saying this is personal, telling his experiences with racism, which I'm not questioning. But I feel, from the state level all the way up to Holder, all the way up to President Obama, that there has been a prejudging of events here by the administration. What's your take?
Well, the first thing to say is we all have to hope that peace and calm is returned to Ferguson. And I certainly wish a lot of these outside provocateurs would leave and leave this to the citizens of Ferguson and to Missouri. But I agree with you. This should be adjudicated in a court of law. Obviously nobody supports police brutality, and we understand there have been real civil rights violations that sometimes the federal government does have to get involved in. But let's not prejudge. Let's not exploit the situation. But let's not inflame passions. Let's try and calm everybody down, ask people to please wait. Let's get all the facts on the table, and then let us have justice be done. But this is no way to find out the truth is through the media and through people that are there going there just to inflame the situation. We should all be working toward peace and calm to be restored to Ferguson, Missouri, and we should all wait to find out the real truth as best as it can be ascertained through the judicial system.
Final question related to that. Do you think the president has done enough in showing leadership to be that calming force?
Well, I think like most Americans, when President Obama was elected, thought there was a historic opportunity for somebody in his position to really try and put the racial divide behind us, to try and begin really heal the racial divide in this country. And that just very sadly, very unfortunately, has not happened. If anything, the racial divide has opened. It's been exacerbated. And that's just a huge opportunity that has been lost. And that is really regrettable.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, as always, thanks for joining us.
Have a great day, Jerry.
All right. Senator Johnson, I want to double back, particularly when it comes to the Foley execution, on some of the things that we just discussed. Because I was not here for an initial reaction that I know all the other shows did yesterday, but I want to double back nonetheless. I'll do that in 5 minutes. It's 9:19.
The Jerry Bader Show.